Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Chet Buchanan Before the Show Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hello. Hi, everybody.
Good morning.
Sorry we're starting late. It's the greatest story. So number one, and I think we can talk about this now because it's been in the press. It's been in the media.
Mm-hmm.
Intercom got hacked. Intercom is our company that we work for. Intercom got hacked. Some dude tried to hold him up for $500,000 in Bitcoin.
Oh, are you serious?
Did you not hear that part?
That part I didn't hear.
Yeah.
I didn't know for how much it was. The idea that it's Bitcoin, too, that makes me laugh. I don't know why.
The story that I got was that they wanted half a million in Bitcoin. And they put the top men on it. Top men on the, and women, I would assume. Top people.
Yeah.
Top
people. We know what you meant.
The things you can't say in 2019.
I know, yeah.
Top men. Oh, my God. You're being exclusionary. Anyway, they put top people on it. And they quarantined this thing and did whatever they got to do. And we got emails back late last night. So I'm slogging through like whatever it has been since Saturday.
Yeah.
And somehow they saved all of them and sent them through. Mm-hmm. Or the majority of them.
Yeah.
And so anyways, I'm banging through that. So I was running a little bit late. I drive like a maniac to work anyway. Even on a regular day, I just drive like an idiot. Like I'm the only guy on the road.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to set a record. That's every day. Every day. But now today's got a little extra hot sauce on it. Because I've had kind of a rough week and I'm like, not today. I'm gonna have a great day. Mm. I'm gonna have an awesome day. So I'm, going to work and woo, but I'm running a little late. So I got a
little hustle to it.
I'm picking them up and putting them down. All of a sudden, this vehicle comes roaring up behind me, and I'm like, wow, this guy's an even bigger idiot than I am. And they pull up next to me, and it's Highway Patrol.
Oh, okay.
Howdy, neighbor.
Pulled up next to me. I slowed down. He slowed down. I slowed down some more. He slowed down some more.
Uh-huh.
And then once I had slowed to the appropriate speed, which took a little time, to be honest with you, it took a little longer than I would have liked it. He rolls his window down and gives me the big toothy grin. And I don't think it was a like we knew each other thing because I didn't recognize him.
No.
Mm-hmm. But it was a, I got you. I'm giving you a break.
Yeah.
What was awesome was in the time. From I'm like Town Center and 215. I'm not that far from here. We're at Rainbow and 215 on the south end. So basically, I just got to go down the hill and around the corner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I saw him do it for three other people.
Aww.
That's sweet.
So that dude could have pulled four of us over this morning and maybe probably should have, but did not. And it was great. And I thought, wow, that because it kind of made my day right there.
Yeah.
Well, like, whew. I got
Look at you.
I got a, I kind of got away with one. But then I saw him do it for three other people, pull up next to him. Like, bro, stop it.
Yeah.
Just slow down.
I love that.
So already that's my greatest person in the world. So
we're
bookending with greatest person in the world.
Nice.
So honest to God, thank you. Thank you, Highway Patrol officer, who honestly could have made a really bad day a lot better.
The Chet Buchanan Before the Show Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I'm telling you, this is why our boy Spence is a true folk hero.
Why is that?
This is why, honestly, he's legendary to our listeners. Because he actually pulled it off. He ain't here.
Yep.
He actually. Now, here's the funny thing. Kayla's like, well, yeah, he hasn't felt well for a couple of days. No, this is what he does. This is, as a good comedian, he's been setting up this joke for 2 days. Now today is the punchline. If you look at it that way. If you look at it as a bit, if you look at it as a joke, he's been doing a 2-day setup. Oh, my belly. Oh, which it's always his belly. I don't know what's wrong with this guy. Honestly.
Take some Pepto, bro.
Yeah, you need to go to the doctor. It's, you know what? You're at that point in your life. You probably need to go get the scope. All of those things and find out what's going on inside of you. And stop mixing dairy with whiskey. Stop
it.
That's
not good.
Okay, that's assuming there's actual health issues. But see, here's the thing. He's got a plausible story for why it's true. He's been doing the setup on the bit for the last 2 days. And now he's delivered what, in effect, is the punchline.
Yes.
Yeah.
His non-existence on the show right now.
His not being here.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow, see, he'll show up tomorrow because that's his moment.
Yeah.
Spence's Song of the Week. He's not going to miss that.
Of course not.
Of course he won't miss that. But Thursday, what does he want to sit over there doing nothing while Spidey's on for 20 minutes? He doesn't care.
Oh, my God.
See, you're laughing because it's true.
Yes, and you are the biggest truth teller I have in my life.
On occasion.
You are spot on most of the time with people, like 99.9%, especially when it comes to me and Spence.
And do you feel the love?
Yes, I do.
And do you feel, because it's meant with love.
Well, truth isn't hate.
No.
Not at all.
Well, wait. No.
It's just calling you out.
No. That's not a call out. Did I not begin this with, this is why he is a folk hero. This is why there is a certain segment of the audience that they love him more than anything. They could care less about the other three of us. Spence is everything.
Yes. Yep.
You know what I mean?
That's
what
true.
I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Even. I said, can I tell you something? This is part of just how this week has gone for me. And while we got a second, I'll tell it. So I get there was a little brouhaha in the hallways. I just like being able to say brouhaha.
What happened?
So somebody who hasn't worked here very long was wearing a KLUC shirt yesterday in the hallways. And I said, it's a great looking shirt. She goes, yeah, well, I need one from the Spence Buchanan show. And I said, excuse me?
What?
Well, I just went, excuse me? Because I thought, okay, now here's the other thing too. Because both of us shave our heads, there are people in this building that can't tell the difference between the two of us.
No.
Oh, no, I get called Spence 3 times a week and he gets called Chet 3 times a week.
In this building?
Oh, yeah.
My gosh.
And not because they don't know any better, it's because they don't know any better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Was this person kidding or was it like a...
I think she thought she was being cute.
Okay.
And then I just I just delivered the line and I went, well, that's... What did I say? I said something about that being, well, that is just highly disrespectful. Something along those lines. And then I walked into the bathroom. I just gave him the deadpan. I went, well, that's just... And it wasn't highly disrespectful. I said something, but disrespectful was the punchline. Well, I just find that abjectly disrespectful. And walked. And then I hear him going, really, Chet? Really? And I'm thinking to myself, yes, really? Yes, really?
I am not Spence.
Well, but so it wasn't a big deal. So then I see him in the hallway later. And I go to give him a knuckles, like, hey, how you doing? We're cool, because I like this person. And they were like, no. I'm like, what?
Oh, my gosh. Out of all the people to take anything personal, that person thinks they have a right in a situation like that?
That's kind of how I felt. And she looked at me and she goes, well, really? Really? And I went, I've worked 20 years in this market.
Exactly.
Just in this city for my name to be on the show. And then, you know, and you're messing. But still, I was being nice about it. Like, I was like, you know, I've worked a long time. And you're messing. And she goes, really? I went, all right, dude. I walked away, but there were people that looked at me like I was the bad guy.
Oh, no.
You should have called for Kayla and little Jess to come.
I'm not really sure what I would do. Honestly, in all fairness, it'd be like, well, it's okay, just hug it out.
Yeah, I don't care.
I just need you to stand there.
Oh no, that's what everybody was doing. Was like, well, is everything all right? And I'm like, yes, I don't care.
Okay,
I don't care about.
Will you stop by and visit this person today?
Yes.
Okay.
He's not the bad guy in this situation.
No, he's
bad
not.
Juju. There's bad juju in this building this week. I don't know what the deal is.
It's weird. We need to get someone in to do those, like, burn the wood and stuff. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know what? Thank God the world's greatest psychic, Gary Spivey, is coming up today right after 8:30-ish, 98.5 KLUC. First pick is next.
with the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Everybody's got some sort of security camera now, whether it's a Ring doorbell.
We got a Ring, yep.
Have you seen anything weird on it yet?
Nothing weird just yet. However, like the way my door faces, it looks directly at my neighbor's door. We have like a side door on our house. And so we each have Rings. And so like they get a lot of packages. And for some reason, there's always a, I don't know where to put the package thing that happens with the delivery driver. It's like they go over there and then sometimes they'll walk over to our door and then go, I don't know where to put, and then they go back over. And I'm like, so I've had that a couple of times, but nothing super, super weird just yet.
It's the neighbor across the street.
Across the way, like the neighbor that's right next to me, our doors are like on the side of the house. They face each other.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Yeah. So it's like they don't know what to do because there's no like hiding spot to put the package, and they get a lot of them. So they try to come over to our door like, we have the exact same model home. I'm not really sure where you think you're going to put it on my doorstep and go, deliver this to the neighbor, please.
You got to know that you're probably going to be seen no matter what you're doing. The reason I bring this up, same idea, Ring doorbell. They get the notification. There's package being delivered. Great. So they want to see the package being delivered. And this guy apparently couldn't hold it anymore. And he went ahead and dropped off the package. And then he stepped to the side of the porch. You know, they have that where you go up a couple steps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got a porch. It's nice. I want a house with a porch.
Me too.
My wife really bad wants one of those wraparound porches because she's from Texas.
I love that.
She really wants that.
Same.
And with a swing.
One day I'd like to give one to her. But I don't. Yeah, well, we'll see. But so this guy steps over to the side of the porch and... peas.
Oh, that's weird.
Wow.
Yeah, and they caught it. And they caught it on the Ring doorbell. Wow. And so the reason why this story came to us is they wanted to know if they should report it or not. And it's like, just stop. Everybody relax. No harm, no foul. Mm. The idea that homeboy felt that he was in a safe space where he really wasn't, because no. Neighbors could see. I'm guessing neighbors could see.
Yeah.
But it brought up the thought, what is the weirdest thing that you've seen? And now with Ring doorbells, everybody's got a camera. What is the weirdest thing you saw on a camera? I have seen multiple people in what looks like they are checking to see if you can get into my house.
Wow. Yeah.
What do they do when they're like looking through the windows?
Well, see, it's hard to tell because the house we bought this house, there's really no way to actually get to a door in my house. They have one of those little, there's like a little, it's, I hesitate to say a courtyard because that makes it sound fancy, and it's and it's not. There's just the way the house is built, you got the garage and then there's like a little baby wall. And they just put a gate up front, which we keep locked. And one of our friends is like, well, what if I want to come over and say hi? You can send a text like everybody
exactly.
else. You can text first. You don't have a doorbell. That's right. You can send a text like everybody else.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine if you had a doorbell? Your little Yorkie would go insane on a daily basis.
This is part of it.
Yeah.
So people come up and they jiggle the thing. So I don't know if they're just trying to come up to the door to come up to the door. I don't know if they're trying to jiggle if they're trying to deliver a package or if they're trying to case the house. But but every single time you can see that they jiggle the gate and then they look up because that's right about the time that the Yorkie thinks we're under attack. and then he goes off. But what's the weirdest thing? Have you seen anything weird on your cameras? And what is
it? With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
It helps if you turn that on. It's the first pick of the prizes at 702-364-9898. So systems are more or less back up. I forget at times that I have to go. I have to go look at my text for us to send information back and forth. We can't the sheet that we have all the prizes on. We have no way to send that back and forth yet, except by text. So Lil Jess takes a picture of the screen and sends it to me. And then I go, oh, I got to figure out what the prizes are. Oh, wait, where is it? You know what I mean? And then you got to go
find it. And by the way, we have a group text message that sometimes in the morning can get a little lengthy because we're all just, oh, this is what happened to me yesterday. I have to tell you about it and everything. And then Chet has to sift through 84 random, that sounds amazing, text messages.
Thank you. I've asked many times to have that not be a conversation.
I know.
Just because it's tougher to get that. Just put the meat and then we'll discuss later. That's the idea. We'll discuss later on the show, but we tend to discuss in the text.
Yeah.
It's like, damn it. So you know what? No Spence's challenge today because no Spence. So we'll put the Aerosmith tickets up for grabs.
Okay.
Aerosmith for their residency at the Park Theater at MGM during their new 2020 dates, January, February, and May. Ooh. Those new show dates go on sale this Friday at Ticketmaster.com. We also have Monster Jam, the Monster Jam All-Star Challenge. 4 tickets for that that we'll give away. Or you can jump off the Stratosphere with Kayla with a pair of tickets for that. Or Fandango promo card for you to go to the movies for free. It's 702-364-9898. Yeah, apparently this was a UPS guy. Oh, no, it wasn't. Flower delivery guy. That peed off our buddy Moe's porch. And it's funny because you can tell, I have the video. You can actually tell that he thinks he's going to be out of range for the doorbell cam, but they don't realize that this thing's got almost like 180 degrees.
It's a fisheye lens. Yeah, that's the whole point. Yeah. It catches those angles.
Super wide. And I threw this up on socials earlier and... Okay, just know you're not in for the prizes when you've got to call 702-364-9898. And I really wish you would.
Okay.
Well, I caught my daughter's boyfriend getting a little handsy on the front porch as they were saying goodnight.
Oh, that's awesome.
South of the equator hands.
Oh,
hands
no, up. That's not awesome.
Yeah, no, that's not
I was
good.
Thinking like over the shirt action, like, no. Nah, stop it, son.
No.
Ooh.
Someone randomly mowing this person's yard with a mower at night on the weekend while they were out of town. And it was mowed, but evidently not to the neighbor's specs. Oh, so they wanted to make it better. Like somebody had mowed the neighbor had mowed their yard, but they didn't think that it was mowed well enough.
That's
so they
funny.
Went and did it. Tons of people catching people who had gone off the porch, and a lady who said a guy was walking by their house, picked up their cat and either licked it or smelled it and put it down and moved on.
Okay. Very random.
So see, there's 702-364-9898, the new number one in the P1 power rankings. It's up right now at KLUC.com. If you want to check out the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, Brooks the Fish Slater. What'd you catch on your camera?
Well, it wasn't mine, but a friend of mine was in a car accident, and where it was at was in a neighborhood, and the person that hit them tried to say that it wasn't their fault. Well, somebody had a Ring cam and caught the whole accident on camera and was able to give it to the cops to show who was at fault in the accident.
Very nice.
This is the thing. In a world full of cameras anymore, you can't lie about stuff like that. You can't lie about any of it anymore.
No, and we have friends that live across the street and 2 houses down. And they, last year, their high school senior daughter was the target of many pranks.
Oh, wow.
Some friendly and some not so friendly. We caught all of them but one on our cameras.
Oh, my God.
So our friends would hit us up and go, what'd you see? And I go, well, like, what about what time was it? Oh, about 1:30 in the morning. Okay, let me check. And we caught all of them but one on our cameras. Brian and Blue Diamond, what'd you catch on your cameras?
I caught a dog taking care of business on the front lawn. And the funny part about it was, like, took care of business. Turned around and looked at the camera and just started wagging his tail, walked off. I was like, oh, that was really nice.
Oh, was he? He wasn't being walked?
No, he was just a random dog running around the neighborhood.
That's all right.
So, yeah. That's just a morning friend. It was great.
We have a neighbor that has 2 very large white dogs. I'm not exactly sure what breed they are, but yeah, we caught him and just, next time I saw him, I just went outside really quick and just said, hey man, I don't know if you need some of these. I have some extras. and gave him some dog poop bags.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it was like, you don't have your dog.
You have to clean up after your dog. And
yeah.
Again,
this guy
in
was
a world
not.
Of, yeah.
Alicia, in Summerlin, what did you catch on your cameras?
I actually, this was something that my brother had told me about, and it was his neighbor. They see their front door, and the kids are in and out nonstop, and the mom actually came out and started screaming at her children, using some extremely not nice language that I'm sure you don't want me to repeat. So,
thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Well,
yeah, but, equivalent.
Okay, but is she not allowed to yell at her own kids?
Just the words that she was using was not something that would necessarily be something you would normally hear someone yelling with their kids.
I'm not lying, though, and I know this is an old joke, but it's true when I'm telling it. I'm not kidding you. I was nearly 11 years old before I realized my name was not G.D. It. I
was getting kind of used to being someone you loved.
Louis Capaldi. Feels like you have to do that. Okay, so we're not the only ones that think that this Louis Capaldi is the male Adele. We call him Dudell.
Yes.
Apparently, this has come up a number of times, including in this interview.
What can you say about Adele?
Oh, my God, that's how he sounds in real
life. Isn't it fantastic?
I love this. So Louis Capaldi and his sweet accent and the comparisons between him and Adele.
What can you say about Adele? Incredible. Such an amazing songwriter and singer and performer. And, yeah, I mean, biggest artist in the world. She doesn't need any talking up from me. I've heard a lot of people being referred to as the new Adele, and none of them seem to reach the lofty heights that she has. So I'll stick to being, the first chubby guy from Glasgow.
Oh, and he's chubby? He's Scottish and he's chubby?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love it.
He's so funny.
I love every bit of this. That's fantastic. All right, good feeling story of the day coming up within 15 minutes. That actually worked.
Did you censor yourself?
Uh-huh. It's like the hot sauce commercial. I put that on everything. This actually worked. It's one of those things in a TV show or a movie or whatever that you see, you go, no, nobody would ever do that. They did it, and that actually worked.
Okay.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, by the way, this whole Aces playoff thing, it's set now.
Okay.
We're ready. We're done. First round of the playoffs was last night. Chicago won. They beat Phoenix, so we're playing Chicago at 2 o'clock at the Thomas and Mack. Okay.
Okay.
Because there's some big, I don't know, Microsoft or somebody took over Mandalay.
Damn you, Microsoft.
Don't call them out yet because I'm not sure. It's one of those, though. It's one of them big ones.
Sorry.
No, it's one of them big Microsoft ones that spent a lot of money. And so they're like, yeah, you all can go to the Thomas and Mack. But that'll be fun, right?
Yeah. Are they a big rival, Chicago?
They play us tough. They are playing super well. We should be able to handle our business, if you know what I'm saying.
All right.
But 2 o'clock Sunday, Thomas and Mac, Aces and Chicago. You might want to check the Chet Buchanan socials here in a couple of minutes.
At Chet Buchanan Show the Buchanan Show?
At Chet Buchanan.
Okay.
Might want to check my socials because it has nothing to do with the radio station or the... And by the way, if you are hitting the Buchanan Show, it doesn't tag me. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't come to my phone. So
okay.
There have been a lot of people going, hey, man, I was trying to get right you or something. No, you got to hit me direct at Chet Buchanan.
All right.
But what I am about to do has nothing to do with the radio station or this show. But you might want to go check if you want to go see the Aces on Sunday.
Right.
Now, with that being said.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
So this guy named Curtis Whitson recently went on a multi-day camping trip with his girlfriend and his 13-year-old son. They hiked across a river and could not get back.
Oh, no.
The water rose faster than they expected, so they had no way out, and they were on a hiking trip, so there was no cell service.
Okay.
So they had to resort to the old school... Put a note in a bottle
what?
And throw it over a waterfall and hope somebody is going to find this thing and say,
oh my gosh,
that actually worked.
That's very funny. Okay.
They took a green water bottle, scratched the word help on it, and then they put a note inside that said, we are stuck. We are at the waterfall. Get help, please. Two hikers found the bottle about a quarter mile downstream and called for help. Then a rescue helicopter spotted them around midnight.
Brilliant.
But because it was dark and everything, they waited until morning to airlift them out. Nobody was hurt. They're all fine. Curtis's son, Hunter, I think like the rest of us, can't believe that that actually worked.
The first thing on it was the date, and then below it said, stuck at waterfall, please send help.
Looked at Hunter and I said, we've done all we can do. You know, now it's just a matter of just waiting to see what happens next and wait for people to come.
At 12 o'clock at night, my dad started shaking me. He's like, they're here. And we see a helicopter.
They said, this is search or rescue and you have just been found. And I'm pretty sure I fell to my knees.
Stuff like that only happens in the movies, really. To see like an actual message in a bottle be the reason that someone actually got saved is mind-blowing to me.
Okay, was there anybody else that thought initially that this was the 13-year-old?
The first thing on it was the date, and then below it said, stuck at water.
And then at first you think that's a 13-year-old, and you're like, okay. And then as it goes along, yeah, it actually worked. It's like, wow. You know what I mean? Here's the kid at the end.
See, like, an actual message in a bottle be the reason that someone actually...
The 13-year-old's actually got all the base in his life.
Yeah, that's funny.
That even makes that story even better. It's your good feeling story of the day.
Sometimes I get a good
view. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I'm fully aware that I could take a beating on this one, and I'm willing to take it. It's only because sometimes, and I was raised this way, that you know what? Sometimes life is hard. Sometimes there are things that you'll come up against that you won't like. Mm. And you'll come up against people that you just don't get along with. And you'll come up against things that just don't work in your favor. And so maybe what you got to do is you just go, well, I am not down with this activity. And you turn and you go the other way.
Amen.
So true.
I was kind of raised sticks and stones, you know?
Yeah.
There's a great line from if you watch TBS on the weekends, man, Roadhouse, Patrick Swayze.
Oh, one of the greatest movies of all time.
Thank you, Kayla Jo Walker, because you know what? You're right.
Anyway, I can quote that movie.
Nope, there's the line.
I know, but he called my mother up.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then, so they were talking to the bouncers about how to be nice. They want to be nice. They want to be firm, but be nice. And then the one guy says, well, what if somebody calls your mother up?
Yeah.
And not, you know, something not nice. And Patrick Swayze, Dalton, turns and says, Was she? And then, you know, when I live my life, I try and I fall way short. There are certain things I'm way too sensitive about, but I also realize that that's my problem. That's not somebody else's problem. So that's why I can find the humor in this. As you know, new iPhones came out on Tuesday. The iPhone 11 Pro has this new supposedly amazing camera.
Yes.
Okay.
It's three little camera lenses clustered on the back of the phone, right? Along with a flash, a little tiny microphone. So all in all, five circles packed into a little small spot on the back of the phone. Awesome, right?
Awesome.
Should be good.
Not for some people.
Why?
Apparently the design is triggering people who suffer from something called trypophobia. That is a fear of a cluster of holes. And... Okay, we laugh. So you.
I'm sorry. I'm not.
Yell at them. Don't yell at me.
I know.
You're
it's terrible.
You're being insensitive.
Because people do have fears of stuff like that. It's quite.
And that's fine. Then don't buy the phone.
Exactly.
Then don't buy the phone.
Oh my God.
But people with this. Now I'm being sensitive to it now. I'm being empathetic.
Yes.
Because I am. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This is that you're scared of this. But people who have trypophobia, including. People like Kendall Jenner.
Oh, really?
Have this. Up to 5% of people have it. They don't like people with trypophobia. Don't like things like bubble baths.
Oh.
Honeycombs, or English muffins, because it's got little craters in it and freaks them out. So now these people with the trypophobia are blasting Apple and letting them know, Like, I'm sure Karen is telling them right now, I will not be updating my iPhone. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
All right. I'll make you guys a deal. I'll sell you my old POS iPhone, and I'll get a new one. There we go. Oh, problem solved. Then,
that's kind of my thing was, like, well, we're writing them, and we are not going to update our phones. Okay. You go ahead and don't do that, then. It's good for you. One person wrote on Twitter, I can't buy it and be itchy all over every damn time I look at it. And another person wrote, seeing pics of the new iPhone 11 all over my timeline makes me want to set everything on fire.
But do you know what sucks about this? Is that someone is going to suffer from this, but they also suffer from FOMO. So they're like, I don't know what I suffer from more.
Yeah, I don't know
do
what's
I need
worse.
The new iPhone, but I can't have it.
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5 KLUC.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess.
I listen in the morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
55 minutes commercial free right now. We're going to do an exhibition round of Kayla's challenge. You won last time, though, if I recall correctly.
I did win. I've probably played maybe a total of 10 times over the 4 years I've been here. Mm-hmm. And I'm about 50%. When I win, I usually win pretty big. I'll go 4 or 5. But when I lose, it's like I get one maybe at best.
Impressive. So when I ask you this, so a buddy of mine was in New York at some 9/11 dinner, okay, and sends me a picture. He says, yeah, I'm at this big fancy dinner and I'm sitting across from you.
Okay.
So is the idea that every person who shaves their head that we all look alike?
Apparently, because that guy looks, you're showing me the photo right now, that guy looks nothing like you.
He's got like 50 pounds on me and at least a solid 10 or 15 years.
Sorry, I just saw who it was from, which is very funny. but no, I mean, he's got at least 15 years on you. And the head, and his head is oddly shaped. Like, you actually have a really good, you have a really good head. You have a very even placed head. Like, that guy has a weird kind of cone-like back part of the head. I don't.
Oh, yeah, he's much more beluga whale than I am.
Yes, much more beluga whale.
This poor guy. He looks like my cousin. He looks like a cousin that I have. But this guy doesn't look anything. I'm going to try and show a little Jess through the window. This guy doesn't look anything
he
like
you. He does not look anything like you.
Nothing like you. No. Except, he looks like he may.
Except we both have a shaved head.
Yeah.
That's it. So all of a sudden.
And he has a nice tux, and you've got a pretty good tux collection.
And by the way, this happens all the time. All the time. Hey, it's all your twin brother. You know? I was like, well, why? So the bit is they didn't mean it, but it still kind of hurts your feelings a little bit. Now, my feelings are not hurt. Obviously, you tell my parents. I just honestly, my thought is like, okay, dude, you know, right. But the other day, and like I said, I've kind of avoided this bit. You know, this bit's been on the sheet since Monday.
Yep.
So Spence dealt with cystic acne when he was a kid,
mm-hmm.
and it was tough. Being a kid was it's kind of part of why Spence has a little bit of an edge to him, because
mm-hmm.
he had to deal with some BS when he was a kid. And the other day, he'll play a little rough when he's playing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
when people
he can throw
people,
it back at you
when people are chopping it up and going back and forth, and we all kind of have that in us.
Yes,
except for Kayla, she don't play rough.
No, I don't fight
Kayla
very well.
Kayla doesn't like to play rough, but But anyway, so apparently they're chopping it up back in the promotions department, and they're going back and forth. And one of the promotions people called him some version of Crater Face, and it hurt him. It stuck him deep.
Yeah. To the point where, like, he walked away and was like, okay, I don't remember what he said, but he basically walked away and then later on texted us about it and said, it's still affecting me. Yeah. Like, he was in the...
Like lump in the throat.
Yeah.
Type effect. So I'm just... Here's the other thing. When I was a little heavier than I am now, man, people would touch my stomach like I was pregnant.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That bugged me. Yeah, man, how you doing? And then, you know, a little pat on the stomach.
Yeah.
Why are you touching me in my torso?
Okay.
And it was, man, you know, yes and no. Okay. Enough that I'm talking about it right now.
Yeah.
And enough to make me realize if somebody comes up, touch my belly, you better get back on the program.
You know? Yeah, you look really good, if that helps.
I wasn't fishing. But they said it. They didn't mean anything by it, but damn, it hurts your feelings just a little bit. 702-364-9898. It's happened to all of us.
Happened to me yesterday.
Just who's going to have the guts enough to call in and share their story right now?
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen on the app
every morning, taking my kids to school.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, man, we are unburdening a little bit. At 702-364-9898. They didn't mean anything by it. But it was a little hurtful.
Yeah.
I'm not that guy real often, unless I am. If I'm the guy whose feelings are gonna get hurt, I'm gonna get hurt all the way.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna get hurt a lot. But I'm generally not that. I'm not that guy where you can say, like, you can say whatever you want about me and I'll be, unless I think you're telling the truth.
You know what I mean? And then it hurts just a little bit.
I get stung other ways. But this, like, a buddy of mine was at a dinner last night, September 11th thing in New York. I'm sitting across from you. I think this guy's been on, like, the news shows, too.
Yeah.
I think he was part of the police force or something like that.
He's got a
back in the day.
But I don't understand it. Guy doesn't look anything like you. He's got kind of like a pointy back part of his head. The only thing that resembles you guys at all is you both have shaved heads.
Yeah.
He's got a much rounder face. You can tell immediately from the photo. And yeah, he's got a nice suit on. Maybe that comparison. But besides that, guy looks nothing like you.
Yeah, I'm sitting across from you, it says. LOL. I wrote back, ha, we all look alike. Yesterday
I was at the grocery store. Cashier and I are making polite conversation because it's an awkward minute and a half, 2 minutes that happens. And he just goes, oh, are you feeling okay? I said, yeah, I'm feeling fine. He goes, oh, it just sounds like you're losing your voice. And I was like, oh, no, this is just my god-awful raspy tone. Oh, what are you saying? Like, oh, it just sounds like you lost your voice.
And by the way, you have to have a certain level of relationship to be able to look at a woman and say, are you feeling okay? Because that's not great either.
I know, right? Like, what, do I look ill? I mean, come on now.
That's not great. Hey, Dawn in Northtown. Hey.
Hey.
Hey. So people say stuff to you all the time that they don't mean anything by it, but it hurts your feelings.
Yeah, and it's not really saying something to me. Like, I grew up my whole life having hearing problems, and I used to, like, purposely try to stay home from school on the day that they would do hearing tests. And I have a lot of, like, surgeries to try to correct my hearing. I'm not deaf, but I definitely don't hear well. I speak differently and very loud, and I think it's just natural that people shush you or they tell you to be quiet, and... They don't realize how, like, it affects you because I can't help it. Like, I speak loudly, and it's weird. Like, I'm 42 years old, and it's still, like, it hurts. So, like, it hurts your feelings. Like, not because you're being mean, but it just, like, affects you. It's really weird.
That's tough.
Yeah.
So we think you sound fantastic, by the way. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for speaking up. That's a good thing in our world. So thank
for
you and have a great
up,
day.
Thank you.
Man, I'll tell you what. We're going deep on this. This goes, Alicia, this goes back to you when you were 12 years old.
Yeah, it does.
What happened? They didn't mean anything by it, but it hurt your feelings.
No, I was a little kid.
My family didn't have a lot of money, so I got a lot of hand-me-downs from my older brother. I have only brothers. I just kind of was raised with just boys. I always kind of acted like a little boy just because that's what I was raised around. And I was wearing just button-up flannel, baggy pants, and I had my hair down, and the little kid just kind of loudly announces to their mom, why does that little boy have long hair? And it kind of stung. It stung as a 12-year-old kid because you're right at that age where you're trying to almost look good for boys, but not at the same time, because yeah, I thought I was fine.
This is not at all what I thought this bit was going to be. I did not think that we were going to go. Because how old are you now, Alicia?
I'm 33 now.
She's 33 now. Yeah. We're talking about when she was 12 years old. I did not think. Although, here's what's funny, is that you got both those first two calls talking about what people would do to them when they, you know, would say to them when they were younger.
Mm-hmm.
And it immediately made me flash back to, gosh, it was junior high, maybe early in high school. There was this girl, Kay Keeler. We are still friends to this day. We don't talk a lot, but we'll, you know, like on Facebook, we'll go back and forth a little bit.
Okay.
Every once in a while. And Kay was the pretty girl. She was our homecoming queen.
No.
You know what I mean? And she was that girl from junior high forward.
Ah.
Everybody loved her. She was a sweet girl, but she called me Chet Paragraph. Because she said I had no butt.
Oh, my gosh.
No, she said I had no butt. And she said I had an indentation.
Did she ever, I'm sorry, but in all fairness, did she ever apologize?
I don't think so, and I don't think she needed to.
Oh, but I mean, it still stinks to this day.
I was a skinny kid. No, it bothered me. Like, I just remembered that.
Okay.
You know, that was the one I was like, well, something had to have happened in, like, junior high. So
I had something that happened not too long ago, just like Spence. I might have been in Ross, and the cashier was like ringing me up and doing his business. And then he gives me the total and he says, it'll be $67.35, sir. And then I was like,
oh,
wait,
God.
What? and then he looked up and he was like, oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. And it, I understood because he was looking down. We live in a world where we look down a lot. Uh-huh. So he was looking down. I get it. But when I left the store, it did hurt my feeling because I'm like, I'm not shaped like a linebacker. Like,
no,
my hair was down.
No.
I had my curls. I didn't look like I do today, but I had my makeup and like I looked like
fine,
a girl. But it did hurt my feelings.
No, yeah, I get that.
And just because all he sensed you were tall.
Yes.
And so then he assumed.
Yeah.
And we all know what happens when you assume. Dang, dude. Uber RJ and Hendertucky. They didn't mean to hurt your feelings, but they did.
Oh, no. They meant to hurt my feelings. It was kids back home in Salt Lake, so you can put, you know, church and stuff together. So anyways.
I lived in Salt Lake. Not everybody is that, but okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, that was the crowd that I hung out with, and anyway, so back in junior high, all the way through high school, I got wonderful buck teeth. That's just genetic. And, they would just call me Rat Boy. And one day in, my sophomore year, I got sick of it. The kid's sitting there running his mouth. I turned around and socked him. And I just went home. I called my dad and said, hey, I'm going to transfer schools because this is what's up. I'm sick of it. And, you know, to this day, I live by what I did, and I don't feel bad for it.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you were able to tell us. It feels better. Oh, my God. Salty Dan's on the phone. Salty Dan Salty Dan's always at work, so let's get him on the air quick so he can get back to work so he didn't get fired.
All right.
What up?
And hey. By the way, Salty Dan says the only time that his feelings get hurt is when they say,
damn, you thick.
They say, damn, you thick.
Yeah. Really, though, when people tell me how white I am, like, I'm really fair skinned and I can't get a tan. So people tell me, oh, why don't you get a tan? So, and it's impossible for me to get a tan.
You're like, I burn, okay? Yeah. Get off me.
I go back from red to white, white to red, and that's it.
And that's thank you for taking the time. It is noted and appreciated. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate you guys.
Bye, buddy.
We'll see you. Emily in Northtown, hey.
Hey. Hey.
They didn't mean to hurt your feelings, but what did they say?
So I was 26. I went on an executive retreat in Florida, and there was this dolphin swimming experience, and everybody was doing it. And I walked up to the counter to sign in to do it, and she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I can't let you swim with the dolphins because you're pregnant. And I'm like, actually, my daughter's never. 4 months old. So.
Yeah. Never. Yeah. I'm telling you what, I will never even reference. That was the big joke. I landed this joke huge at Mrs. America.
What was that?
Because Mrs. Virginia, 7 months pregnant.
Oh,
and she,
my God.
You know what I mean? She'd already won her state and she's preparing. And then they're like, oh, you're pregnant. And they're like, all right, well, let's just carry this through. And I was like, we did not make note of it. I said, she has one child. We did not make note. And I brought her out to the center of the stage and I said, yes, I know. We all see. But if that's a burrito and I say the wrong thing, I'm in big trouble. There's no, I would never, ever again say a single thing about a woman and whether she is or is not pregnant. Mm-hmm. No way. Our boy Jay Stu, by the way, thank you for dropping off Starbucks this morning. We love you.
Love you.
We do.
And they didn't mean to hurt your feelings, but what'd they say?
Well, I guess mine's kind of like yours, Chet, where it's not really a personal attack, but I happen to carry around a bunch of bright pink stuff. And so people are always, jiving me and saying, oh, that's a cute lunchbox, or that's a cute shirt, or that's a cute hat. And the reason I do that is because I lost my first child at 14 months old.
Yeah.
And, so I carry that stuff and wear that stuff to honor her. And, I have to end up telling them why it is that I do that, because otherwise I feel like I'm not honoring her. And then they feel horrible, and then I feel bad, and it grinds out.
Oh, then then you feel worse because they feel bad now. Yeah. So there's no win. There's no win in that spot. And by the way, it's 2019. Stop it with the pink.
Oh, my God.
And whatever.
Yeah.
It's not funny anymore. Like, that's the thing. It's not funny anymore, so.
But people still do it. They still do it. You're a good man. Have a great day.
I got you.
All right, we'll see you, brother. Back to Northtown, Nisa LeMay. By the way, the LeMay sisters, number 2 in the P1 Power
Ooh.
Rankings. You can hear the podcast at KLUC.com. Hello, Nisa.
Hi, thank you for that. I cried so hard listening to that. So like, funny. Oh, man. Aside from this topic, but, I don't, like I put, I don't have a lot of friends and close community. So for you guys to allow us to be a part of that, just try not to get emotional again. But yeah,
everyone's allowed. Everybody is allowed. The more the merrier. Yeah.
We shut
me.
Off the mics after the thing and I cry hysterically every time. No, I'm just kidding.
Huh?
No. I was just
But everybody is allowed to listen to the radio station and be part of our P1 community. So yes, this
I know. And they're just so loving. They're like my new best friends. Like I said, I talk to them every single day. Like Jay Stu just listening to him,
okay.
I was getting
we're getting way off into personal time talk
and
we need to stay focused on the thing at hand.
On the task. So growing up I've always been clumsy, short, not coordinated. Everybody in my family has been great at sports. Sister was great varsity cheerleader. Tiffany was in gymnastics, all that. Me, not so much. So I tried so hard to be in swimming and it didn't go great. Almost died.
Oh,
and
no.
My grandma tells me, it's okay. You can just be the smart one.
Oh, you'll be the, aren't you? Aren't you?
No.
You just be the smart one. Aren't you just precious?
I listen on the app
and I listen on my smart speaker.
Catch anything you missed or if you just want to hear it again at KLUC.com or on the radio.com app. Just search Chet Buchanan.
We're not playing for money. We're playing for blood. Right? No? Too much?
I
actually love it.
Yeah? I don't think there'll be any blood exchange, but we will play for tickets. It's an exhibition round. Oh.
Kayla!
Challenge!
Kayla!
Challenge!
Kayla!
Her name's Kayla.
And it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool names.
Kayla!
Challenge, yeah!
I don't know why you're lingering. I don't know why you're lingering. She was kind of hanging out, and I mouthed it to her. I went, get out. She was like, oh, yeah, I probably should go now. This is all so weird to play the game, with different people. So who's our contestant?
Brandy Harlow from the Southwest.
Hey, Brandy, I ain't telling anybody else this, but don't sweat nothing in this game because you're winning regardless, okay?
You got it.
Okay, deal. 5 questions, 30 seconds, pop culture ripped from the headlines. We don't say pass on the show. We say what?
Kim Bob Cooter.
Will you be cootering today?
Not today.
Listen how happy and lighthearted everybody is now that there's no cash on the line. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody, there's there's like zero pressure involved. Everybody's like, oh, yeah, no, I'm not going to cooter. What do I care? I'm telling you, if you go into Spence's challenge with this same... Yeah, by the way, and just through your lightheartedness, no pressure attitude, are you calling Kayla dumb?
No, not at all.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to make sure. That's not very nice either. That goes right back to the other bit of like, well, I didn't mean to say it, but dang, that stings a little.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's not funny
I know. It's funny that you guys are doing the exhibition today because I was just telling my daughter yesterday, like, I need to study so I can call and beat Spence.
Yeah.
And then now I just get to practice and get it out of the way.
Exactly. Yeah. No, that's so true because there's a lot to be said for knowing what it feels like and sounds like and smells like so that when you come into it again, you go, okay, I know what to expect. It's okay.
Right.
So 30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go. Their 58-game win streak is over, and it's the first international basketball competition since 2006 where the USA is not going to win a medal. Who beat us in the FIBA World Cup?
Mexico?
Which star from the Hangover movies was rumored to be having an affair with Demi Moore?
Seth Rogen?
Which airline is investing in roomier, comfier seats, including a middle seat that's bigger than the window or the aisle?
Southwest.
The world's biggest video game retailer is closing hundreds of stores to stay afloat. Who are they?
Who are they?
Who?
Javon
Cooter. And after posting a picture on Instagram holding a butterfly, people made cracks about which of Halle Berry's body parts?
Hand.
Kayla! Challenge Kayla!
Challenge Kayla!
Her name's Kayla.
And it's a challenge, that's how we came up with the cool names.
Kayla!
Challenge, yeah!
Kayla!
Thank you. We gave her a little extra time just because, you know, who cares?
Okay.
Just because, ain't no big deal.
All right.
Same five questions, same 30 seconds. She did okay.
Gotcha.
She answered... We were talking about this. This is great for her because she's like, I've always wanted to call and play Spence. And I said, are you calling Kayla dumb? And she said, no.
Okay.
And I really believe she did. She means that. She goes, no, but this is like practice.
Yeah, it really is for you. Uh-huh. If you want to get the nerves out of the way, it's a perfect game
for
you.
Now you're familiar with it. Same five questions, same 30 seconds. Time will start when I read the first one. How nervous are you?
I mean, not so much. Again, it's just kind of like an exhibition round. So,
sure,
it's fine. Yeah.
See, you got to go into it with this attitude. Who
and
cares?
I read a lot. I feel pretty prepared, so.
The one, you know what the greatest thing? My wife said it to me once. I was worked up about some big show. There was a big crowd, and I'm nervous to be in front of these people.
Yeah.
She goes, baby, you're coming home tonight. They don't get to kill you and eat you. No matter how bad it is, you're walking out of there tonight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I went, oh, yeah. And a true story, like, I have a real F you attitude when I go on stage now. In front of, really, I do. Like, y'all mine.
She's a keeper.
Yeah. She's good. All right, so here we go.
All right.
Their 58-game win streak is over, and it's the first international basketball competition since 2006 where the USA is not going to win a medal. Who beat us in the FIBA World Cup?
China.
Which star from the Hangover movies was rumored to be having an affair with Demi Moore?
Bradley Cooper.
Which airline is investing in roomier, comfier seats, including a middle seat that is bigger than the window or the aisle?
Southwest.
The world's biggest video game retailer is closing hundreds of stores to stay afloat. Who are they?
Amazon, I don't know. Retailer.
And after posting a picture on Instagram holding a butterfly, people made cracks about which of Halle Berry's body parts?
Her butt?
Kayla!
Challenge
Kayla!
Challenge Kayla!
Her name's Kayla.
And it's a challenge, that's how we came up with the cool names.
Kayla!
Challenge, yeah!
I want this noted right now. I never joke about Halle Berry's butt. So their 58-game win streak is done. It's the first international basketball competition since 2006 where the USA is not going to win a medal. Who beat us in the FIBA World Cup? And Brandy said?
Mexico.
And Kayla said?
China.
No, it was France. And it was kind of a big deal. No points on that one. No booyahs. Which star from the Hangover movies was rumored to be having an affair with Demi Moore? Brandy said?
Seth Rogen.
Famous Seth Rogen character. I believe. Do you play Mr. Chow?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Seth Rogen as Mr. Chow.
Jimmy the drug dealer.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Seth Rogen was not in the Hangover movies, but okay.
No, he wasn't.
And Kayla said...
Bradley Cooper.
That would make a lot of sense. Ed Helms.
Oh, really?
Ed Helms, also from The Office. Remember in the first one he lost it too?
Yeah.
Because he was the one who supposedly got with Heather Graham or did get with Heather Graham and all that. Here's the funny part about this. So he was telling the story on Kimmel that when he came, so his publicist calls him and says, hey, there's this thing out there about Demi Moore. How do you want to handle it? And he's like, whatever, you know, whatever.
Let the rumor fly.
Yeah, no, let me go talk to my wife. So he gets home and his wife goes, dude, Demi Moore, gives him a high five.
That's right.
And like, wow, somebody actually thinks you could have scored that.
That's funny.
Good for you, bro. Yeah.
She's a keeper, too.
Yeah. By the way, no points. You both suck at this game. Which airline is investing in roomier, comfier seats, including a middle seat that's bigger than the window or the aisle? Brandy said.
Southwest.
And Kayla said.
Southwest.
And when, usually when they both say it, it's right. But... not today.
And I should have known Southwest wouldn't do that. They're trying to find ways to put more seats in there.
Okay, but you wouldn't have believed this either. Spirit.
Oh, really? What?
Spirit. Talk about stuff, you know, we were talking about earlier about people say stuff and they don't mean to hurt your feelings, but it does. Spirit has gotten their feelings hurt a little bit. And they're like, we don't suck. We're nice.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to give you cheaper flights. So to prove it, this is not a commercial for Spirit. But I thought this was kind of cool. So they're making their seats bigger. They're making the up front seats even more comfy.
Okay.
And on the rest of the plane, because there's a stigma, nobody wants to sit in the middle seat. They're making the middle seat an inch wider than the aisle and the window seats so that you might be more likely to sit in that middle seat.
Okay. Still not going to do it.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm interested. No. I was like, no, I'm interested. The world's biggest video game retailer is closing hundreds of stores. By the way, still no points. You still both really suck at this game. The world's biggest video game retailer is closing hundreds of stores to stay afloat. Who are they? And Brandy said.
Jim Bob Cooter.
And Kayla said.
Amazon. I don't know. And then I didn't hear the last part.
So. I just went with. And she went retailer.
Oh, retailer.
Just yelled it out. And yeah, there's still no. It's GameStop.
Oh, okay.
And by the way, this may be the first time that both players have gotten shut out.
Yes.
I didn't see any of these.
It's never happened before. Ever. Even in the Kayla exhibition round. Never happened.
I usually get at least one.
After posting a picture on Instagram holding a butterfly, people made cracks about which of Halle Berry's body parts. Brandy said.
Hand?
Kayla said.
Her butt.
Again, I'd like to reiterate. Who jokes about Halle Berry's butt? What an idiot. The answer is... hand. Brandy with the booyakasha.
Go, Brandy!
And Brandy wins.
Kayla!
Kayla!
Challenge Kayla!
Her name's Kayla.
And it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool names.
Kayla!
Challenge, yeah.
Makes you happy in the morning.
Playing the songs you like.
Fresh podcasts go up every day at KLUC.com and on the radio.com app. Just search Chip Buchanan.
You know what we realize? See, it all gets screwed. It gets messed up when Spence isn't here.
Mm-hmm.
It all gets crazy and weird. Because then we gotta do the round of whatever we did with Kayla's challenge, which I don't even know what that was. And then you know what really ends up happening? We miss the best part.
Yeah.
You know what the best part is?
No.
You don't know what the best part is?
Oh, Kayla's got a joke.
See, it's always funny. As long as we've done this, too. And I'll throw that at people. Well, I don't know that. It's the best part. They're like, what? What's the best part? We say it every day. It's because Kayla's got a joke. And by the way, today, a special celebrity joke-off.
Oh.
Between Kayla Jo Walker and Jay Leno.
All right.
Okay, you ready? Okay, Kayla, you first.
What did the butcher say when I bet him he couldn't reach the meats on the top shelf?
What did the butcher say when you bet him that he could not reach the meats on the top shelf?
The stakes are too high.
Stakes are okay. Pretty good.
I like it.
Stakes are raised. Okay, pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Jay, and again, I'm just giving out free advertising all over the place today. This David Spade show, this Lights Out with David Spade, mm-hmm. that's on Comedy Central, I have a whole new respect for David's. Okay, now this clip that's coming up, notwithstanding. But I really have enjoyed David Spade and this show. And he's always been great with us.
Yeah.
He's been fantastic with us, which he'll probably never talk to us again now. So Jay Leno was on David Spade's show last night. So you heard Kayla's joke. Mm-hmm. Now hear Leno's.
All right. Jade, you missed talking about the Kardashians.
There was something in the tabloids today that Kanye and Kim are getting a divorce, which I don't believe. No. See, I don't think you'd ever leave her behind.
You would never leave. He would never leave her. Oh, what are you looking down your nose at that?
KLUC HD1 Las Vegas, broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Home of the woo!
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
Chet Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess.
The only morning show I wake up with.
The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC, a radio.com station.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Wake up. You woke up with us. Now take us to work. The Chet Buchanan Show, kicking off your workday commercial-free on 98.5 KLUC.
That's really funny. We were having a conversation off the air with the world's greatest psychic, Gary Spivey. And Kayla was telling a story, and I said, look, Kayla, you can't embellish the story because Gary's like Santa Claus. He'll know you're lying. You have to tell.
That's right.
You can't embellish that. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake.
Mm-hmm.
Although, my guess is it's a lot like, you know, it's like anything else in your world. It's like you know a lot of stuff in your brain, too, mm-hmm. but you don't think it all the time. You don't think everything at once. You focus on certain things.
Yes.
And different things come in and out of your brain. I assume that's what it's like for you, Gary.
Yeah, it's like that, but just it's a lot more things because I can see things everywhere. I really can. You know, it's like I'll get visions of things, you know, all over. So it's just a whole lot more things. But you get used to keeping track of a lot. So it's like multitasking, you know, really on steroids, sort of like that in your head.
Wow.
And it's easy.
This is
you are Santa Claus.
Right out of the chute. This is rough. 1-800-827-GARY, 1-800-827-GARY. Hey, Sandra.
Hi.
Hey, sorry, are you at work right now?
No, I'm at home.
Okay, cool. So focus over here just for a second, can you?
Yes.
Okay, good. So you're having some troubles with the bills and whatnot, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. And you went to your. Why do you think you're having these troubles?
I'm trying to help my friend help pay rent, and that because she had a heart operation, and we're just trying to get everything together.
Okay. So then you went to your son and asked him for help. Is that accurate?
Yes. Yes. Because I try to sell stuff and do as much as I can to help pay with bills.
Yeah.
But it's just been hard the last little bit, so I asked my son for help.
Right. And does he know that you're helping your friend as well?
Oh, yes, because she can't walk, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And is that why he's upset about it?
Okay, well, he wants me, okay, I moved to the States here a couple of years ago, and he wants me to come back to Canada, and I don't want to go back to Canada to help. I've always helped all the family members and everyone, and I want to live my life over here.
Okay. And
so, you understand? So he wants me to come back home, and I don't want to come back home. Of course, he'd help me if I went back home and give me a place to rent and that. And I said, no, I need help for rent here so we don't get evicted.
Yeah. No, and that's messy, isn't it? So, that's so messy.
Right. Well, he's upset because he misses his mom.
Sure.
And they all want me there because I'm the oldest of the family, and I'm not helping anyone anymore. It's time for me.
What part of Canada, if you don't mind? What part of Canada, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, Fort Nelson, BC, originally.
Yeah, yeah, that's a ways.
Yeah,
that's a ways.
Yeah, close to last Yukon.
Yeah, it sure is. No, it sure is. I know it well. Wow. So Gary, so then your real question for Gary is your son, is your son going to come through and help or no?
Right, and or if he knows any other way of finances that I should do, whatever he figures, you know.
Yeah.
I should go play the lottery or go play a spot, whatever. I don't care, you know.
Here's what I see, okay? Oh. You're very much a sweetheart. You're very much a sweetheart for helping your friend. And so, and I see your son come through about at the last minute. And so he's sort of good like that. When it's like that. And so I do see him coming through for you. And so you might pretend that the last minute is a little bit earlier than what the last minute is. And so that way he comes through a little sooner, and it makes it flow better, makes your cash flow better. And so, but he'll come through. But it's just right at the last minute. And I see him talking to a female figure of the family up there that he's with that's going to be on your side. So they're going to help you out. That's what I see. So good luck with all.
Oh, my daughter. Okay.
Yeah, I think it is your daughter. She just says, "Well, help." Yeah, she'll help. She'll help you. Help him. Help you out. That's what I see.
Huh.
Good luck. Okay, honey.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right. Good luck.
God bless you.
Well, thank you.
Good luck, honey.
Bye.
Wow, that's sticky. That is just sticky. Wow, Veronica, this just happened just now?
No, it's like a couple months ago.
Okay,
but I've been still thinking about it.
The way it looked on my screen, it was like you're in your car and heading to class. And I was like, did this just happen? Dun, dun, dun. It's like we're live on the scene. We're going to a live report. Here's Veronica. Okay, so you were in your car. It didn't happen just now.
Yes,
but you were in your car, and what did you see? What did you see?
There was somebody in the passenger something in the passenger seat, but. It made me feel uncomfortable. I had to ask it three times to leave because I just felt weird. So I had to ask three times for it to leave. So I just didn't know what it was.
Like you can't quantify what it was?
No.
It was just a something.
But it was there. Yeah.
Okay. A lot of times you'll hear me tell people that their loved one is riding with them in the car, you know, so that's what I see. This wasn't your loved one. You borrowed somebody else's loved one. This is a spirit. It's a father.
That's weird.
It's actually, it's someone's father that's real close to you. So this is a father of somebody close to you that died not too long ago. And so, but this is, they were just trying to get a word to whoever your friend is. Whose father died not too long ago? Do you know?
No.
Okay, you have to think about it. So he goes, because I can't tell which one, but I can see that that's who it was. And he just hangs around you, feels like his name is John. And maybe his second name may be Robert, like John Robert, because I hear two names. And so, or maybe Robert might be the friend, or John may be the friend. But I hear two names, John and Robert. That's your clue. But this is just a spirit that works through you because you're really spiritually gifted. You glow. And see, from the other side, spirits see certain people glow. And you got a glow about you. You probably have psychic dreams. You probably know things, have great intuition. Make sense? You do that, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, they're just seeing you from the other side, and they're trying to tell you something, and it's freaking you out because you're not used to stuff that grabbed in the car with you. Nothing harmful, just somebody's father. You'll figure this out in a minute. I see that, but that's what I see. Okay,
probably somebody from work or something.
It's someone that's close around you almost daily, so it could be from work. That feels right when you say it. Okay.
Okay. Sounds
do you know? Thank do you so know much. Who we're talking about? But you're just not telling.
No, actually, no. I have to think about it, probably.
Okay. No. All right. Okay.
Is it possible?
That's who it is.
Is your car used?
Yes.
Gary, okay. I know. I was going to say, I can't be the only person that's thinking this. Gary, is it is it possible that that's something left over from previous?
Is it a haunted car? No. No, it's really somebody in your world. It's not a haunted car, but that makes sense too, maybe, but it doesn't always make sense. It's someone that you know that around you, it feels like it could be work because whoever this is, you're around daily. If you ask around, you'll figure out the clues of the names John and Robert. You'll see. Okay?
And do you know the message by chance, if I figure it out?
Very good. The message... Nothing. He's just he's happy. He's in heaven, and he has his feet back. I don't know if he's had his feet amputated, but he's showing me he's wiggling his toes. He's really happy that he's got his feet back. He says so. Whoever this is, they got feet. So tell him that. Okay. All right.
Cool. Thank you so much. I love the morning view.
Veronica.
Hey,
Veronica. Okay. Who did you murder in your car? Tell the truth.
Nobody yet. Hopefully not.
All right. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
It sounded like she knew something.
Yeah.
I felt like we were on the verge of breaking through.
I could have
interrogated her for a few more moments. I think I would have cracked the case.
Yeah.
That's so weird, though. So did I hear this right? So it wasn't. It wasn't really anybody that she knew, but it was like, but it was like junior high. Like, so they were going through the friend. Will you go tell her that I think she's cute? You know what I mean? But it was kind of like that. Like they couldn't reach the person that they wanted to reach. So they decided to jump in Veronica's car.
Because she has a light about her.
Because she seems nice.
Right.
You know what it was? Yeah. Is actually their relative has just a beater. And Veronica's got a really nice car, so they were just hitching a ride in a nice wagon.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should leave this to Gary. I don't know. Let's do one more. Crystal, we're so sorry about your dad.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
He never got to meet your son.
I'm sorry, he never got to meet my son. I was pregnant when he passed away, about 3 months pregnant.
I'll bet Gary would say something different to that. You know what I mean? Like he didn't get to physically meet. He didn't physically meet your son, but I know how this works. You and I have worked together for a long time, man. You're
right.
Her dad.
Well, I think you were reading my mind actually, because I was just seeing that whole train of thought there. As I see it, I think he did. Like Chet says, I think he got to meet your son. He met him before you did. And so, because he could see his spirit and knew his spirit before his spirit came into this world. And so he tells me that he's around you all the time, but you already know it. He has little signs. You'll pick up on little signs from him. Don't you feel him, know him, say stuff?
Oh, find yourself all the time,
Right. So he points his finger and says, you know, gotcha. But he just wants to let you know that's really him. He says, that's really me. And he said, I told you I would haunt you, and here we are. And so he's just making jokes.
He did always do that.
He said he'd haunt you. Well, he did. He does. He's laughing. He loves you, your son, the whole family. He says he brings you guys a lot of light. He said, go make some money, will you? You know, and so he's making jokes about money. He's fun. He's a fun guy. He would joke all the time.
Dad. He always joked about me being a workaholic, and I work so much, and he would always would say, go make some money, won't you?
Okay. Well, there we are. Well, that's what he said then. Good luck.
Wow. He's fun. Awesome.
He loves you.
Thank you so much.
Too easy.
You're welcome.
Too easy.
Too easy. I know,
too
right?
easy today. Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a great day. That was nice. You know, I'm leaving it on that one because it's nice and upbeat and fun and all that kind of stuff. 1-800-827-GARY, 1-800-827-GARY. If you want to get together, that's loud. If you want to get together with the world's greatest psychic, Gary Spivey, and get a private reading, that's the way to go. Are you still doing the guided meditations?
Yeah, absolutely. I got a new one right now we're doing.
Text Gary to 797979. They'll send that straight to your phone. Is that what you were going to say?
Yeah, that's it.
Sorry. Sometimes I'm not sure what's my job and what's yours. I'm not exactly sure. I get tangled up. All right, brother. Have a great week. We're glad. And by the way, for everybody who asked, thank you for asking. Everything was fine with Hurricane Dorian because it kind of stayed out to sea. And Gary's more inland in North Carolina. Not like that one last year where it kind of took a left and went right over his head.
Yeah.
So everything was fine this time around for you.
Yeah, no problems. It was fine. Little wind. That's it.
All right, brother. We love you. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. See you then.
All right.
Let's go.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Kicking off your workday commercial free on 98.5 KLUC. Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Hey, little Jess, who's contestant number one?
That is Gabrielle Maloof from Centennial Hills.
Hello, Gabrielle. What's your buzzer going to be today?
I like it.
Yeah, it was like it's a basic buzzer, but it's like she put some real hot sauce on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm appreciative of the effort, Gabrielle. So, contestant number two is who?
Antoinette Tiffith from the Northwest.
Hello, Antoinette. What's your buzzer going to be?
Hey.
Excellent. Spence ain't here. So guess who's the judge of who buzzes in first?
You.
And shall not be questioned. I've always wanted to be able to say that because I pretty much get questioned always. So it's nice to be able to
you
step up.
You have the authority now.
That's right. I can lay the smack down on
Gabrielle,
this thing.
Don't you question him, okay?
Don't you dare. It's okay if you want to. Right. But Kayla is the asker of the questions, and here's question number one.
So which Olympian just welcomed his third child into the world? Is that Ryan Lochte, Michael Phelps, or Shaun White?
Hey.
Well, that sounded like Antoinette to me.
I think it's Michael.
Antoinette gets to answer.
Antoinette?
I was going to say Michael Phelps.
Well, and if you said Michael Phelps, you would be right. Congratulations.
Yay!
Yes, here's the thing. Gabrielle, you've got to buzz in first, and then you can answer.
Ah, got it. I don't know how to play the game.
I got to be honest. It seemed pretty self. Otherwise, why would you buzz?
Exactly. Why would you?
If you're just yelling stuff out, why you got a buzz?
I just thought I got a buzzer. Like at the end.
Right.
At the end, I won.
She just found out she needed a buzzer.
It was
super last minute, and I was like, "Girl, choose a buzzer." Hold.
No, you know what this
means. It was literally like that.
No, and you know what this means too,
funny.
Though. That even if and Gabrielle, do you normally listen to this show?
You know what? I listen to it a lot, but it's the first time I've ever played.
This is what I was saying, and then this might be the first time that she's ever listened around now.
Yeah,
and all of it is helpful. All of it is wonderful. Okay, so you got to buzz in, and then you can answer. So because of that, Antoinette already got a one-zip lead on you, and here's question two.
Ariana Grande, Miley Cyrus, and Lana Del Rey dropped a teaser for their Charlie's Angels song called What? Is that Bosley, Don't Call Me Angel, or Who Said Anything About Wings?
That sounded like Gabrielle that time. Okay, this is where you answer now, Gabrielle.
Don't call me Angel.
She says, B, don't call me Angel. Dang it, she's right.
Ooh.
Nice job. You got this down now, huh, Gabrielle?
I think I do.
Yeah, just,
okay.
And then just wait after you buzz to make sure that you were the one who buzzed in first, and then you answer. All right, good. And we'll keep this simple now. Since it's 1-1, heading to the all-important third and final question, we'll just keep it super simple and just make it worth one big game-winning point.
Which hottie with a body posted on her Instagram a mirror selfie of her doing the splits? Was that J-Lo, Kate Beckinsale, or Jennifer Garner?
What?
Uh-huh, it's hot.
Hey.
That's Antoinette for the win.
Was it J-Lo?
Antoinette says J-Lo. Is it J-Lo? Dramatic pause. No, but that would be awesome.
All right, Gabrielle. Was it Kate Beckinsale or Jennifer Garner?
It was Beat.
B, Kate Beckinsale. Are you sure?
Nope.
No. But why not? You know what? You don't have to be sure because you're right. Nice job.
B.
Antoinette, you're awesome. Have a great day. Thanks so much for playing.
Congratulations.
Oh, my God.
She says she gave her that. Remember that meme towards the end of Game of Thrones? With the with Daenerys, where she's making the that's sweet, making that look at her.
Yeah.
Congratulations, says Antoinette.
You guys made my morning.
Well, you made our morning. You're one for one. You're a champion today. Congratulations.
Yes, Yes, thank you. Thank you, 98.5.
And then you get to go jump off the stratosphere with Kayla.
It's a good time.
At Sky Jump Stratosphere. When are you going
to
be there?
I'll be there tomorrow from 6 to 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Bol Bol from Denver Nuggets going to be there. A couple professional skateboarders. It's going to be a good time.
It's really cool. And Gabrielle Maloof. She's won for once. She's played once, and she's won once. She is today's champion of...
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
I listen every morning.
You can take Chet, Spence, and Kayla to work with you as we kick off your workday each weekday with commercial-free music.
Love it.
The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. The greatest person in the world.
Well, Jess, why don't you start?
So this guy, he always calls me every day on the Chet Buchanan Show and ever since taking over middays. And even though sometimes life throws him curveballs and his car needs a lot of repairs, he still reminds me that I'm beautiful. He still has joy in his voice. Now, if you took Twitter away from his fingers, you'd probably see him in a better light like I do. His name is Uber RJ.
Okay.
And the reason I bring him up is not only just because he brightens my day, but what I notice about him is anytime I see him out and his son is with him, his son always has a smile on his face. His son is well-dressed, always has a clean, fresh haircut. And I feel like your children are a huge representation of who you are as a sure. parent as well. So, dude, Uber RJ, you is...
the greatest person in the world.
That's nice.
Yeah, I can be that
nice.
Sometimes.
That's very, very sweet. Kayla Jo.
So my little niece, Layla, she is homesick today in Venice, Florida, of all places. Her birthday was on Monday, and I forgot to call her and wish her a happy birthday. I texted later on that
bad
day.
Bad auntie.
I know, but she makes it a point. She listens to the app all the time, and her family subscribe to the Chet Buchanan Show page on the radio.com app, and they listen to the podcast every afternoon. She happens to be listening live right now. So I just want to shout her out and say happy birthday, Layla, even though it's late, and today you is.
How old is she?
Four.
Four today.
Four.
Four today.
Aw. She's a big girl, Layla.
This might be.
The greatest person in the world.
You know, this morning it was awesome. I was our email is back up. I don't know. It's been in the press. We got hacked or something blew up. I don't know what happened. But we had a bunch of systems that were down, including our email. So we got our email back, and it's coming back in portions around the company. Mine started coming in about 10 o'clock last night. So this morning, during what's ordinarily prep time, I'm slogging through like emails from last Saturday to today. That had all been like quarantined and kept in one place. And then all of a sudden, bleh, it's out there in my email. So I'm going through all that. So now I got to hustle into work. And I drive like an idiot anyway because it's 5 o'clock in the morning. Roads
sure,
open.
Yeah.
Roads mm-hmm. open. Come on. So I'm pushing. I'm hustling a little bit. All of a sudden, this other vehicle is coming up behind me even faster than me. And I'm like, wow. There's even a bigger idiot than me on the road. Well, I should let him go by. And so I did, and I pulled over, and he pulled up next to me. And I'm like, what? You want to race, bro? No, it's Highway Patrol. And he just pulled up like, hey, man, probably I'll slow it down a little bit. So I slowed down. He slowed down. I realized that it wasn't enough. So I slowed down a little bit. Slowed down a little bit more. He slowed down, and then finally, and then before he left, he just kind of like rolled his window down about halfway and just made big cheesy grin.
All right.
Like, I got you. I could have you. I could eat you for dinner. I'm not going to. Just let
nice
me know.
Of him, yeah.
And he let me know. And then he went on, and here's what's great. I don't have a long commute. I'm like town center in 215, and then the station's like at Rainbow in 215. So it's literally just down the hill and around the corner.
Yeah.
And that's it. I saw him do that to three other cars in the time that I, you know, until I got to where I got off
that's
the freeway.
That's amazing.
Yeah, where he just pulled up next to people like, hey, bro, you see me? I'm the guy. I'm the guy you don't want to do this around. And so I just thought it was really cool. And it made me laugh. And, you know, and he didn't pull me over and make me later and give me a ticket and all that. So random highway patrolman didn't even get his name. didn't even get to thank him. You just might be.
The greatest person in the world. Finally, all of that listening pays off.
Yay! All right.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
Hey, little Jess, who's on the phone?
Birthday girl Julie Ruiz from the East Side.
What? Well, you can, since it's your birthday, you can pretty much say whatever you want, so it doesn't matter. But who did Kayla defeat in a celebrity joke-off today?
Jay Leno.
Good. See, I'm glad you knew, because otherwise we didn't have to go, no, that's right. Yay. It's your birthday. Yay. Yay. Even if she'd have gone, I don't know, Seth Rogen. Yeah, for sure.
Why not? Yay.
Yay, birthday winner. Yeah, she beat Jay Leno because this is the weak garbage that Jay Leno brought to this show. He was actually on David Spade's show last night.
And Jay, you missed talking about the Kardashians.
And there was something in the tabloids today that Kanye and Kim are getting a divorce, which I don't believe.
No.
See, I don't think you'd ever leave her behind.
You would never leave her behind. You told that on network TV. You told it. It doesn't match up at all to this.
What did the butcher say when I bet him he couldn't reach the meats on the top shelf?
Did you know this one, Julie?
Yes.
What's the answer?
Jay Leno? Sorry, you guys are catching me off guard.
Yes, the butcher said Jay Leno. That's right.
That's perfect.
Somehow I think that's funny. All right, hang on a second. We're going to send you to the movies for your birthday and for being a loyal P1. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Love you guys.
We love you back. Have a great day. No, the answer was the stakes are too high.
Yes.
The stakes are too high. You know Spence will be back tomorrow because he ain't missing Spence's Song of the Week.
No.
So that means that Spence's Challenge will be back tomorrow with literally a virtual $1,900.
Woo.
There's the jackpot is climbing. Everybody have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much. See you tomorrow, P1.
Come on. Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.